Previously on the Old Man Wade Show, honestly, they just talk shit.
He'll kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick. Congratulations, old man Wade, for you are victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. Without the superior Super Woke Harvey, he's out working, protecting the world, saving humanity from itself. Because, you know, that's just the type of things he does. But I got a special guest in here. She's been here in here before. Like I said, with most women, she came in through the side door. You may have heard her on the Mocha Minutes podcast. You may have seen her on Twitter as probably my favorite name, the Thigh Meat Inspector. So why don't you tell everyone who you are, even though you've been on before. Tell everyone who you is.
Hello, this is Stephanie, host of the Mocha Minutes podcast. And yes, I am a Thigh Meat Inspector.
Can we get in? What is the Thigh Meat Inspector?
So, I don't even remember how this came about. I just saw some guy with some juicy thighs. And I was like, you know, if y'all have questions about thigh meat, I can give y'all answers. And I just changed my name. They're like, oh, you're a thigh meat inspector? I'm like, I am. I can examine them up close or in pictures, but I enjoy more up close.
There was Inspector's Fleekachu. There was one more after that or before that I can't remember that I loved.
It probably had to do with Captain America's earmuffs.
Yes, yeah, there we go. That's what it was.
I think that's the one that made Love After Lockup. Because I tweeted about the show and they did like a Where Are They Now? And I was coming home and shout out to So-So from Bad and Boozy. She's like, I just saw your tweet on TV. I'm like, excuse me, for what? I'm like, what'd I say? And then I saw it and went, well, I mean, I said what I said.
Yeah, you ain't got no shame. Let's not act like this is something new. Like, you actually give a fuck on any level.
I mean, if I'm hurting people, is different, but yeah, that stuff, usually I tote what I tote and I said what I said. Like, I'm sorry, it is hella weird, and you did knock that man into the grass. It was a lot, okay? It was a lot.
Oh, the Thigh Meat Inspector and Captain America's earmuffs. I'm wondering how many people actually get that reference, though.
I don't know. I also was M'Baku's earmuffs, so, you know, I'm all about being earmuffs. And there are people who get it, and then people are like, what do you mean? Like, oh, like, stop it. Grown men eat pussy, okay?
Yeah, for real. You know what kills me is that there are still men who don't do that shit.
And the bad part, you know what the bad part is? They're married. I'm like, girl, oof.
Yeah, like, I don't, that shit befuddles me. Like, it was funny, like, when you're in high school. I don't know if it was like this in the South, but up North, it was kind of like, it was taboo if you ate pussy and you were a guy, and blah, blah, blah.
Really?
Nah, that's how it was.
Wow.
Yeah, then you grow up and you realize, oh, yeah, well, I don't, yeah. You kind of just do it. I just did. You know what's funny? Because I actually remember the conversation I had with my ex the first time she went down on me and I went down on her. We both acted like, oh, yeah, well, I don't know now. Like, it was like, yeah, acting like we both didn't want to do it. And then that one day, it was on school vacation. I went in there all planned up, geared up, ready to go. I did my thing. She did her thing. Let me tell you, I threw my hands up like a touchdown. And
I mean, whoo.
Yeah. Memories.
So, memories from the corners of our mind.
So I got a couple of stories. One of them is super short, but the title alone was great. Butthole eating at Lions tailgate.
I mean, it is the Lions. I mean, what else are you going to do? Watch them play?
So literally, there's a couple of people in the parking lot someone's bent over. I think that's a guy. I'm not sure if it's a woman getting her butthole eaten. But it's just great. The reader who sent this photo along says he saw this butthole eating in the parking lot of NEMS at the NEMS bar near Ford Field kickoffs. What? This is terribly written, or maybe I'm just slow today.
It could be terribly written.
Yeah. A bar near Ford Field. Kickoff is at 4:25, so these fans had plenty of time.
That's so funny.
The second one I got, I thought was kind of cool. With everything going on with the Australian bushfires, someone raised $500,000 by sharing her nudes.
Hey.
She said she was expecting to...
Yeah, save them little babies. Save them baby koalas.
For real. She said she was expecting to only raise $1,000, but the tweet blew up. Now, here's the funny part about that. They took her Instagram down.
Okay.
My IG got deactivated, my family disowned me, and the guy won't talk to me all because of, of that tweet. I said, fuck it, save the koalas.
Fuck it, save the koalas.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, you gotta, let some things go. If she legitimately raised that type of money, IG, you guys can let that go. And your family disowned you? Dog.
The family? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, whatever. She probably won't. She could have a career now. She could have a book deal now. She did something good for people. Other than that,
fuck them. That's super weird.
Yeah. So that's all I got for stories. Those only two I had. I have the old man ranting, but we can save that for later. But but you got some topics, so what you got?
So the first is, y'all, I don't know if y'all know this, but Tyler Perry does not have a writer's room.
Yes, I heard about this.
So he decided to put up that he doesn't have a writer's room and talk about all his hard work and writing his topics. Well, because it's Tyler Perry, it didn't go the way that he thought it was going to go. So at first you think, oh my God, he's hardworking, because that's what a lot of people thought. But the other people go, so we've seen your stuff and we're not surprised.
That's the first thing I thought too.
It was I was I'm pretending to be shocked, but when you talk about, black and brown creatives being in the room and how much that would help, also having, diverse rooms, especially when you talk about, on quote-unquote white shows, and even some black shows, because last night's Blackish was written and directed by a black woman. So, looking at the need for diverse rooms for Tyler Perry, who owns his own studio, which is bigger than some of the studios in Hollywood, and his shows, not to have a writer's room, that's troubling, because there are tons of black creatives out there who probably won't get the opportunities in other, mainstream shows. But if you were to write on a Tyler Perry show or movie, then that probably would catapult you in some way. So all I said for Uncle Tyler is, oh baby, this is not going to go the way you think. Because people already had issues with Tyler Perry's material. For him to just go, yeah, I write this all by myself. You just go, oh baby, we know that. Because there's a lot of... And some of the stuff is problematic. A lot of it is entertaining. Uncle Tyler,
Uncle Tyler.
Baby.
You know what else kills me about that is, though, it also came off kind of narcissistic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was I can do bad by myself.
I know.
But it's also kind of just it was like a humble brag almost. And I think things like that tend to come off, the way they're supposed to. He thought it was supposed to be one thing, but everyone else took that as you shouldn't be proud of that.
Right, because I think his shows, I think he doesn't this is alleged, that he doesn't like unions, so that's maybe the other reason why he doesn't have writers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sir, you could probably benefit, your art could probably benefit from some writers, but who art me to judge? But I'm just saying, you need some writers, boo, especially writers for your female characters, because some there were a clip of an old Boondocks episode where they were, and I remembered, as soon as I saw it, I started cackling, because I'm like, I remember this, and they're right, they don't even show it anymore, because Tyler Perry was like, get that shit off air, and because I think the Boondocks was, you know, Tyler Perry was on TBS on a network show, he had power to get it off the air, so it doesn't even air anymore. I think you can only see it if you stream it.
Oh, I bought it
on Netflix or something.
I absolutely bought that.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, there we go.
Mondo, that's it! Breathtaking! You know, I remember when I sat down to write my first play. I asked Jesus, will you co-write with me? And he said yes. And I told Jesus, I want to write plays for women. What do women want to see? And Jesus said, sexy men. Since that day, I've searched the world for the sexiest black men alive. And I found them. My shirtless men. And Jesus was pleased.
I didn't know religion worked like that.
Then I asked Jesus, how can I further spread your message on earth? And he said, cross-dressing. And so I put on a dress and a wig. And Jesus was pleased. With that dress, that wig, and these beautiful muscular gifts from God, I have built an empire. And soon, I will crush Ice Cube. And my supremacy of black Hollywood will be complete.
Ice Cube?
Oh my God. I gotta go find that episode because I'm gonna watch it. So the clip that I saw was, I think it was Huey detailing how the plays work. Because of course they didn't say the name Tyler Perry, but it was like, a black successful woman who's in a marriage with a terrible man, and then he was talking about is with a dark skinned man, and then a light skinned guy with cornrows is going to come and save you. I'm like,
oh yeah, and it's like he's like she's beat up.
Dang, it is so bad because you look at the caliber of actors that are in. Here's the thing: the caliber of actors that come through Tyler Perry movies. You know, I think about who's been in it. You've got Viola and Taraji. How the fuck did she get off that boat? How'd she get on the boat? Nobody can answer it. I still have not seen Acrimony. I want to know. How'd she get on the boat? Because I'm sorry, I would not ask if I had a question and I could sit with Tyler Perry. I'm not going to ask you about you not having a writer's room. I was like, how the fuck she get on that boat? How'd she get on the boat, goddammit? We need to know. Because everybody's confused. It's like, how'd she get there? We need to know, okay?
So I've never seen Acrimony.
I have not either. All I know is that Taraji pops up on the boat and everybody's like, how'd she get on the boat? Nobody knows.
How'd she get on a boat?
How'd she get on there? I don't know. And now I'm like, I don't want to watch the movie because then I'll be mad because I won't be able to figure out how she got on the boat. So I'm like, I'm not. Not today, Satan. It's like, nope.
I'm curious. Now I'm sitting here online looking to see Acrimony. I see boat. And I'm looking at it.
See? Everybody trying to figure out how she get on the boat.
Okay. I'm just going to leave this shit alone and act like I never saw it. Yeah, but straight up, you know what's funny is I haven't seen a lot. Like, I've seen Diary of a Mad Black Woman. I could do without that again if I never seen it again. You know, no big deal. I've seen Nobody's Fool, which I actually enjoyed.
I haven't seen that yet.
It was better than I thought it was going to be, but I liked Tiffany Haddish, so I was all in.
Yeah.
I've seen both of Why Did I Get Married. I like both of them, but the last Why Did I Get Married 2, the last, 10 minutes of that movie were just atrocious.
Oh, boy. That child. It's like, whoa. That whole thing with Janet Jackson and that performer pumping out the cake. I'm like, Lord, and why? And now you think, it's like, crap, that is Malik Yoba, isn't it? And I'm just like, that, you could have literally... The emasculation, if you do this, you're a certain kind of, like, basically, you fighting over money, that makes you a woman, and I'm like, yo, that's dangerous to think. Like, okay, so that's dangerous, and also, what? And then, I'm sorry, you're going to ask, I don't know if the performer was supposed to be just a drag queen or transgender. Either way, that's trash for you to do. Yeah, either way, it's super trash. I don't understand. It's a lot of things that he does in his movies that I just go, okay, so why is this a thing? It's like more and more it makes sense why Idris Elba acts like he's never been in a Tyler Perry movie.
Wait, was he in a Tyler Perry movie?
He was in Daddy's Little Girls with Gabrielle Union. See? He act like he ain't never been in no movie.
I didn't even know this. First off, that name of that movie sounds super nasty.
So, I have a problem with that movie because he plays a father. I think his grandmother or aunt, I'm not exactly sure who she was helping him to take care of his kids, but he worked on a day, she died, and he's like, what am I going to do with my kids? I'm sorry, what? It's like, I'm sorry, what? They're your fucking kids. Are you kidding me with that? Tyler. Oof. Bananas trash. Bananas and trash. Okay.
You got anything else you want to get off your chest?
I mean, that's it. It was just bananas and trash. But anybody who enjoys Tyler Perry, because there are some Tyler Perry movies that I like. I am a person that likes The Family That Prays. A lot of people don't like that movie. I actually like that movie. So there are some Tyler Perry movies that I like. There's some that I go, nigga, what? And then others I just don't see. Yeah, but Tyler saying I don't have writers, I'm like, baby, we already knew that.
Like, yeah, we know.
We know. We can read the credits where it says written, directed, and I think and produced by Tyler Perry. A lot of his movies said that, so it wasn't like we didn't know that. We knew.
Written and directed by Tyler Perry. Confused by everybody else.
Oh my god, he doesn't have writers? Have y'all looked at the credits? Because, I mean,
look, even when I write something, I'm like, hey, can you guys take a look at this?
Nope. Not Tyler Perry. He's like, I got all these scripts. And I'm like, baby, how'd she get on the boat?
Yo, okay. One of my favorite moments in Tyler Perry history is the first Why Did I Get Married? And it was like all the guys were in the room, and it was like 15 seconds of like this most uncomfortable conversation when they're talking about like their jobs. Like, oh yeah, I just got this job. And it was like, oh yeah, that's great. And it was like, yeah, man. Long silence. I'm like, were you planning for this to be awkward? Because it looked like it was supposed to be like this like uplifting like or hardworking like man moment. And I'm like, yo, this is just bad. I'm like, why am I still watching this?
Oh my god. That is a mess.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm all set on Tyler Perry movies. Like, if something pops up that's good, I'll watch it. He did something else that I found out was his studios, but it wasn't him who actually did the movie. I can't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. But I ended up finding out there's a lot of stuff like that where it's like, oh, he didn't actually do the movie. It was just done on his studio, so I was like, eh. But I was like, if it's him, and it's just like, I refuse to see any of the Madeas. I'm not gonna go see Boo or Madea, whatever the fuck. I'm good.
I still haven't seen. I think I may have seen part of one of those, and somebody's daughter was in it. I was like, oh hey, but I don't remember which one it was. Don't get me the line, y'all. I don't know. I just don't. I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know. But yeah, good to have luck, Tyler. But now people are writing think pieces, and you know, people are. I still remember that girl put out a billboard to be in a Tyler Perry movie, and he told her, like, this ain't the move. I'm like, she still got an audition out of that. So I'm like, I feel like it was a move. But there are so many black creatives who feel kind of stunted, especially writers and producers. And the fact that you have this amazing studio and you don't provide opportunities for writers, you haven't even considered it. I'm like, chow. Ooh, chow. Okay.
But let it be known that if Tyler Perry wants to put me in a movie,
right,
I will take this podcast down so fast.
I will. This will have never happened.
Yo, real quick, I will give those stupid late night talk show things, like, oh, I've always loved Tyler Perry, man. Oh, I've been a big fan, man. He was like, yeah, man, it was cool how we got that woman on that boat. Let me tell you.
Really? I understand. How did she get on the boat?
Let me tell you, I will change my tune so fucking fast.
I need to know. Nobody can tell me.
Oh, like, man.
She get on the boat. How'd she get on the boat?
Matt, with millions of dollars.
Right.
Oh, man. So what else you got for us?
So, sometime, I think last week. No, it was yesterday. I was getting into it with a little lady. So, apparently, there's an issue about non-black people, but non-white people, using the word nigga.
Okay.
And, so in certain parts of the area of, I'm sorry, of our country, mostly in New York, where they have a high Hispanic / and or Latino community, and, you know, black and brown communities kind of blend, depending on the city.
Yes.
So there are a lot of Latino / Hispanic folks who use the word nigga, and they are not a nigga. So it's always been this touchy thing, because there's a lot of rappers who are not black, but use the word nigga in their music, and they'll be like, well, I mean, it's where I grew up, I'm Puerto Rican, there's part of, some Puerto Ricans are black, I'm like, but are you a black Puerto Rican, is what I'm asking. Yeah. And usually they're not. But anyway, a nice young lady by the name of Milena was put out this tweet, and it went a little viral because she sounded stupid as hell. Damn, how the fuck y'all gonna tell me I can't use a word I was being called my damn self growing up? Tired of y'all asses. I grew up with nothing but black people. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. My lingo, the way I carry myself, is straight from the hood. Now, my problem with this is to actually equate being from the hood to being black. Because all black people are not from the hood. And for you to actually use this anti-black shit, it's hilarious to me. But this is why I say y'all need to check y'all non-black friends that use nigga with you.
So,
Look at how they actually look at you.
Yes. So I have a lot to unpack. There's a lot I want to say here. There's a lot. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let me start with this. This is when someone goes, can I use the word nigga? I go, why do you want to?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing when it's like, oh, well, is it? I'm like, nobody should say it. I'm like, I shouldn't say it. I was like, but there's a difference between me saying it and you being a white person saying it. Now, on the subject of the Latino community, I always bring up the Fat Joe and Big Pun logic. We never cared. Mm-hmm. So I look at it like that, but I also look at how the person's saying it, how comfortable they are saying it, and the excuse they use after someone looks at them and you're like, yo, relax. Like, you know what I mean? Because I think there's certain ways you could, there's certain things you should and shouldn't say, certain things you can and can't do, and I'm just like, yo, why is this such a big deal to you? And then they'll be like, oh, I grew up in the hood. I'm like, eh, what does that mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's cool. Like, and don't get me wrong, if your black friends are cool, That's them. I'm not. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I tell people, I'm like, yeah, just don't use it around me. Like, you know what I mean? You want to do the privacy of your own home? Cool. I don't like it. I don't think you should do it. But hey, that's between you and your people. You know what I mean? But I look at it, yeah. I look at it the same way people use the F word for, like, the homosexual community. I don't use it anymore because people have told me, like, gay people have told me, it's not cool. So I don't use it anymore. It's really just that simple. It's a matter of respect. You know what I mean? I just think that's what, for me, that's all it was. It was like, all right, if you respect somebody enough to not, if you respect somebody, you shouldn't actually use a word that you know, like, it's full of hate and, like, negativity. And when people go, oh, well, I've been using it all my life, I'm like, okay, they used to use nigger all the time too.
Pretty much.
That don't make it any fucking better. And, like, the Twitter excuses, the social media excuses kill me. Like, just what is it? Just say sorry and move on.
Yeah, you know, and I was one of the people that watched the Kevin Hart special, and the people that were around him, the fact that people around him were telling him that, okay, you're wrong in this, and he was just like, no, I'm just going to, the fact that you pay people to be around you to tell you to do shit and you don't want to listen to them, it's not lost on me. You got to be a narcissist to think that it's my way to highway. But for people trying to explain to him why you need to apologize was interesting to me, because they had a very good point. Yeah, you said this years ago, but the people who are hearing that now didn't know who you were years ago. So for them, this is fresh. So that's why you apologize. These people discovering you now, and now they're seeing the person that you are. It's like, baby, just apologize.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong.
It's like, that's it. It's like, it don't hurt you to do that. And so when I watch people say he lost the opportunity, I'm like, that's not what happened. They said they asked him to apologize, and I will die on this hill. They asked you to apologize. They didn't ask you to mean it.
Oh, shit.
It's like, how many people give these half-ass apologies, and it's like shit just goes away? There's so many celebrities that, like, fuck up, and they give an apology, and it's like, you know they don't mean it, but it's like, okay, good on you for apologizing. And shit just go away. This literally could have just went away if he had just said he was sorry. And then he ended up saying sorry anyway. It's like, sir, you could have did this and kept the Oscars job.
Yeah.
Like, nobody didn't take that opportunity from you. You didn't get fired. You quit.
And I tell people all the time, like, I'm pretty sure if you look back at my tweets, I said some really fucked up things.
Right.
And someone brought it up to me, and it was just like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I was a really shitty person. I didn't know any better. I'm not that person anymore, and I apologize. Like, how hard is this? But even, here's the thing. Like you said, even if you don't mean it, just say it. Because here's the thing. Nothing positive was going to come out of this anyway. If he says, I'm sorry, people are going to be like, well, he didn't mean it. And then people, even if he says, I'm sorry, and he means it, people are going to go, well, it's too late anyway. You know what I mean? And then it's like, oh, so you didn't say anything at all. So it's just like, oh, now he's just completely fucked. It's like, you know what I mean? He didn't bother to even weigh out his options. And some part of me does feel that, like, when you're in this cancel culture situation, that it's kind of bullyish. You know what I mean? But when you're right. But when you're in a certain position and you understand that, like, things can be looked at as offensive, like, you know, kind of look inside. Like, how would you feel if, like, let's take Justin Bieber, for example. Like, that thing coming up with him, like, that one less lonely nigger or some shit like that, him harmonizing that.
Like, what?
I'm not even going to play it on here. Google it.
I'm going to have to.
But he was, like, super young. He might have been, like, 11 or 12, 13 or some shit like that. It might have even been younger than that. But regardless of how young he was, that shit hurt some people. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder how he felt about that. Does he feel we deserve an apology for that? Like, you know what I mean? You hurt somebody, you hurt somebody. Like, you know what I mean? Just kind of say your piece and move on. I'll be the first person to, if I offend somebody, I'm usually the first person to be like, yo, my bad, I didn't mean that. You know what I mean? Or just, like, just learn. Like, you know, and then, didn't you say he ended up apologizing anyway?
Yeah. He ended up, that's the thing, after all that, after him stepping down, and then he went back out and said, I apologize to the LGBTQ community. And I'm sitting here like, you do realize you could have did that at first.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah, like, I got nothing. Like, again, all of this could have been avoided if he just took other people's feelings, into consideration. All that could have been dealt with, all that shit could have been done with. He could have hosted the Oscars. You know what I mean? And now he may never get this chance again.
Right. And you know what? And this is so off topic and so such a rant, but it's always kind of bothered me to watch a lot of black people be so nonchalant and say, oh, this was so long ago. When, if Kevin Hart was a white comedian and he was making nigger jokes, y'all wouldn't be feeling this way at all. Hello, Michael Richards still, I don't know what the hell he doing, but y'all got him proverbially canceled after his little shit. And we didn't really have social media like that.
Yeah.
Like, he can't do that. So I'm like, this was so long ago. I'm like, you're only saying it because you like Kevin Hart. That's the only reason why you're saying it. And I get it. I'm like, we've been the rules for people that we like, and I get it. But don't act like, you know, it's so long ago, and he said he was sorry. He actually didn't. He just said, I'm not going to make these jokes anymore because it's going to mess with my money. That's a paraphrase, but y'all want to Google Rolling Stone? That's essentially what he said. He didn't say that, you know, these words are hurtful and I shouldn't have said it. He was just like, I'm not going to make these jokes anymore because y'all too sensitive and I don't want to mess up my money. That is not him being sorry.
No.
That's the other part. It's like, baby, he didn't say he was sorry because he thought it was wrong. He just was like, look, I ain't messing up my money. Yeah. So he was addressed about this before. This is like a few years ago. A few years before the Oscars, they came up. So you would think, Kevin Hart, I would get rid of these tweets before somebody else sees them again. He didn't, because that's narcissistic behavior. It's like, oh, no, ain't nobody going to care about that. They are.
Yeah, I just found out this, but apparently there's an app out there where you can, like, put in a keyword, and if you said it, it'll just be deleted. So there was the ability for crowd control. He just didn't go there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, but again, a lot of it's arrogance, a lot of it's narcissism, and a lot of it is just, like, people just don't think they can get it. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's really what it comes down to. Like, when I started job searching, the first thing I did was I looked and I said, all right, let me make sure that, my real name isn't on anything that, like, can come back to bite me in the ass. Thankfully, the only thing that came up when they looked for me was my writing stuff. It's all comic book stuff, so no one even really cares about that. You know what I mean? As far as everyone else is concerned, I'm not on social media.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? But even then, I'm not too wild on there anyway, so it's really not that serious. And I'm very careful about the stuff that I say on here and the stuff that I post online anyway. Because the last thing I want to do is offend somebody.
Right.
Because, and then, you know, you mentioned something earlier about him saying it was a long time ago. We as black people should also realize that, like, Jim Crow was, what, 50 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
We always talk about how slavery wasn't that long ago. So,
right.
For him to say something like that, it's like, dog, relax. Because, like you said, if the roles were reversed, and this was a white comedian who said that shit, you'd still be like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So be sensitive. Still do that. Yeah, so be sensitive of other people's shit, man. That's
mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that's all I got.
But yeah, homegirl lost her mind. Little Miss, you know, Hood Melina. I'm sitting here like,
Hood.
So.
Hood Melina.
You love black people, but I can use the word because I'm in the hood. All black people don't live in the fucking hood.
For real.
That's first. Second of all, why are you, like, equating hoodness to blackness and not realizing how anti-black? She's like, y'all don't know me. I'm like, what does that have to do, baby? What does that have to do with anything? I don't need to know you. Because what I've seen already, I don't want to know you.
Aww.
So there's that on that.
Yeah. But let her keep digging that hole, because unfortunately, that they're, like, people like that just don't really get, like, how, like, stupid they sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah. At all.
So, I'm recording now. So, fun fact, we were debating on whether or not to start a new topic or continue this one. And Stephanie goes, nah, fuck her.
Sorry. I'm not, listen here, Hood Melina. I'm sorry. I said what I said. You're anti-black. And, like, the thing about it is when I put it up on my Facebook, because, you know, I have white friends. I have non-black friends. And one of my white friends is like, I really appreciate your post because you helped me be a better white person. And I appreciate it, but it's also a part, like, I don't know how to take that. It's like, you should want to be a better white person. But I listened to Ron on the Blackout Tips, and he had a very good point. He was like, it's not that white, like, all white people are racist. It was just like, they don't think about it.
Yes.
And it's kind of like, they don't. It's kind of like what a lot of us, when we think about disabled folks or differently abled folks, however, whatever word you want to use, or with the LGBTQ community. Because it's not our community, we don't think about it.
Yes.
Which is why a lot of black people can equate equate gay shit as white shit. Because you don't think that there are black LGBTQ people. It's like, you do realize this affects them too.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, it affects fucking everybody. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. So it's like, it's easy to, like, compartmentalize it when it doesn't really affect you. So for a lot of, like, white people, especially the shit that's going on in our country now, a lot of them don't think about it. It's like, well, oh, I'm like, yeah, you don't think about it. Because a lot of, like, a lot of the big tragedies that get a lot of push and a lot of, like, support is because it also involves white people, like national disasters. Like, the whole thing with Hurricane Harvey, there's a lot of people who gave because white people live in Texas, too.
Yeah.
But you didn't see them doing it with Puerto Rico. It's like, well, ain't no white people there, so we don't
Puerto
care.
Rico, it's black and brown people there. Haiti,
Katrina.
This wrestler, Rusev, brought up a real good point. He goes, it's kind of funny how they could, billions of dollars were raised for Notre Dame, but not for Australia.
Uh-huh. Because it has a very big indigenous community.
Yep.
It's like we actually can see it because y'all actually raised millions of dollars for that old building, that old church. It's hallowed ground. It's very sacred ground. Don't get me wrong. But it's because it's a whole bunch of white people.
It's an unfortunate thing, and some people may be uncomfortable about it, but it's an uncomfortable truth. You know what I mean? That's realistically how it goes. They don't really give a shit about it until it affects white people, and not even just white people. Until it affects the upper class white people.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's look at meth, heroin,
and opioids, low hammers.
Yeah, and now it wasn't an issue until it became an opioid epidemic. And this dude was talking to me about this. He's like, oh, donate money, stuff like this. I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if you donated money like when like crack was like running through the fucking hood in mm-hmm. the 80s and 90s because of fucking Ronald Reagan. You know, that's a different story for another time. I'm going to move on to something fun.
Okay.
Do you know who Tom Hanks' son is?
I didn't tell the fucking... I literally keep forgetting about him. The only Collins... I said this. The only Hanks offspring I recognize is Colin.
I didn't know who Colin
is. I didn't know Colin Hanks. So Colin Hanks is an actor. He's in Jumanji.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in the two Jumanjis. He played the older Nick Jonas, which...
The what?
I'm sorry. That's so rude. So if you watch the new Jumanjis, you know, the Avatar by Nick Jonas, like the older person, that's Colin Hanks.
All right, I'm looking. Oh, he's been in a bunch of stuff I've seen.
Yeah. So that's the only one I recognize. So when Tom Hanks said he had five children, I'm like, wait, what? I only know Colin. Where's the other ones?
And oh, no. I know it's you. I was like, Dexter.
Oh, shit. It's the rapper one, right?
Yeah. So you heard about his patois, right? So I'm trying to get better on doing this. So I want everyone to hear this is Chet Hanks speaking patois on the red carpet at the Golden Globes.
It's your boy Chetana coming straight from the Golden Globes, you watch here. With Philly Father Tom Hanks presenting an award soon forward come. Big up, tune in. Big up the whole island massive.
Yo, what? Yo, what? What in the blue hell?
Gosh, it's like snow. Maybe he should redo Informa. Come on. Please come bring back Informa. Oh my god. Isn't that the one that had the drug problem?
Oh god, yes. It's
okay. I think somebody neuralized me because I literally forgot about him. I was like,
Your brain was just like, nah, dog, I'm good.
I was like, oh my god.
Your brain's like, nah, that's useless information. We don't need that. Yo, I don't understand anything
it's
that
so happened. Good. I said, oh, all the white people are like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
It's like, no, and then it makes it even worse. Then it's his look, you know what I mean?
It's like, sir, you are the opioid crisis. If you don't sit down.
You are the opioid crisis.
Like, sir, you could, Betty, put his picture up. Because, you know, Y'all don't care about drugs unless little white kids on it.
Yeah, I was trying to debate on what kind of image I was going to use for this particular episode. I had one of the next topic we're going to talk about, but I think it might be Chet Hanks. It might have to be Chet Hanks, man.
Oh my god, I was like, why don't I remember? Oh, that's right. This is the that's the one with the drugs.
Yeah,
that's the one with the drugs.
Who thinks he's a rapper?
Yeah, it's like, whew, that's it. I need him to remake Informer. Snow is probably still alive. You could probably you're gonna have to talk to him because he probably want his money if you just try to do it. But yeah, you go and ask if you can remake Informer because I need that.
Chet Hanks. All right. So this. All right. So next up, we got Jason Momoa going sleeveless at the Golden Globes.
My kind of carrying on. He's like, we live, baby. I fuck this.
Yo, straight up, when I saw this, I'm like, yo, is he rocking a tank top? I was like, fuck yeah. Because I feel like, it.
See, those are the kind of dudes that smell hella good. So you're like, yes, your natural musk and the cologne you wearing, I'm for it. Let's go. It's like, whew, I love it.
Do you need a second?
I did need a second because I'm still thinking about them daggone shoulders. I love a man with broad shoulders.
Oh man!
I'm now a broad shoulder inspector.
I would say you're a broad shoulder inspector. You know what's funny?
A man with big strong shoulders. I love it.
I just want to point out that if a dude said he's a broad shoulder inspector, that's going to be taken a whole different way.
Huh? Say again.
If it's a dude who says that, like, yeah, I'm a broad shoulder inspector, it's gonna be like, well, you calling women broads? I'm like, nah, just, you know what? Never mind. I'm good. But yeah, but I fucks with Jason Momoa just specifically because he seems like he is having more fun than fucking anybody else in the world.
Yeah, and we are like, what, 2 years still? Like 2 years out from Aquaman 2?
Yeah, for real. And it's and I'll be in line to go see that one too. Because that dude is fun. Yeah.
So, have I told you my thing about Aquaman? So, it's not a terrible movie, but it's not a good one either. Oh. And it's a very weird place to be in. Because I'm like, y'all have too many villains. I feel like that could have been like one and two. If we really are keeping it a buck, y'all could have saved Black Manta for two. But now, because of Watchmen, I just want him to pull his dick out on camera. It's like, you gonna put your dick out. Because right, we already seen it, so we live, baby.
Alright, so we're here now, so fuck it. We're here now.
It's like, you can't not be doing full frontal now, sir.
Yo, we're here now. I just want to point out, this will be the third podcast in a row I've discussed that dude's dick. And I just want to point out that I was done. But you said you wanted to talk about it, so we're here now. We're
live, baby. All
right, we are officially moving on to the thigh meat inspectors, the thigh meat segment. So, who you got in the thigh meat segment?
So, I feel like I have a diverse list, but not really. It's probably like, oh, okay. So I, of course I have him. Yaha, it's Yahya Abdul Mateen.
Yeah.
Mr. Manhattan. Ooh, Dr. Manhattan, sorry. Jason Momoa.
I knew he was on that. I was like, yeah, he's on that. I don't even know why. Yeah.
Yeah. The Rock.
The really?
Yes. Yeah. LeBron James.
It's just funny. The list, it's like you go with Yaya, Jason Momoa, The Rock, LeBron James.
And it's mostly because of his work. See, because I follow him on the Instagrams, and homeboy be having stories where he be rocking these little shorts and no shirt on. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, oh. This what happens when you're on the Lakers? I'm like, I wasn't following him before. I'm glad I'm following him now. Odell Beckham Jr. I gotta say Jr. because his father is fine, too. It's like, daddy fine, too? Like, oh, okay. Aaron Donald.
Who?
He is a defensive end for the L.A. Rams.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you watch football.
I do. And I love his stocky ass. I swear. Love it. Honorable mention, another football player, Justin Britt on the Seattle Seahawks. He's a white boy with a fat ass. I'm like, I'm just confused.
Even money says, he's from the South. What's his name?
Justin Britt. And it's Britt with two T's. He probably is from the South. I also follow Dwayne Brown.
Yep, Missouri.
Picture of, he's from the South.
Missouri.
Yeah. Missouri? Yeah, he's
from I'm sorry. He played in Missouri. He was actually born in Kentucky.
Yeah, it makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I have mentions, of course, I like all Tommy's. Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, yeah.
Kerry Champion.
Yo, can I just say Kerry Champion is like, and not even just like, she's super, super, super beautiful, but she's like underrated in terms of like, I don't think people really appreciate who she is and what she's done and like where she, like how far she's come from just being like the mediator on First Take to like completely like just being her own thing and being her own brand. Like, she is fucking amazing. I love Kerry
Champion. I like Kerry Champion.
And she's got such a fucking beautiful smile too.
Yes. I think she posted a selfie, and I was like, y'all, can we talk about how pretty Kerry Champion is?
I don't think we talk about. I don't think we talk about it enough. I don't think we talk about it enough.
I'm like, can we talk about this? Also, my last person is Lizzo.
Okay, so I have. Okay, so I don't know if you heard this, heard the pod, but I was talking about Lizzo a month or two ago. And I was just like, I was talking to my wife, and I was like, yeah, her music's just not for me. And when I'm talking to my best friend, he goes, yeah, me neither. He goes, but you know about her on social media? I was like, nah. He goes, follow her on Instagram. On Instagram, she's pretty fucking funny. I was like, all right. So I started following her on Instagram. I'm like, yo, she's fucking great. So, and then she did that thing where she had, like, her ass cheeks out, or she had a thong on, and whatever. People all up in arms. I'm like, fuck y'all mad for? Who cares? Like, it was... So then I started rocking with her more because she was getting this backlash. Because I'm like, yo, y'all need to relax. Like, she's good. Leave Lizzo the fuck alone. And then the week of, did you watch the Eddie Murphy SNL?
Yes, I did.
All right. So you'll understand this. So me and my wife are watching it, and Lizzo's before her second performance, and she's like dressed real conservative. And we're just kind of like, huh? Kind of trying to figure out, like, you know, it was just like, you know, the performance was really good, and we're watching her. Or whatever. And then she turns around and her whole fucking back is out. I almost fell on the floor laughing. I was like, yo. I busted out laughing. Like, she turned around basically and my wife is like screaming laughing. And she goes, yeah, she just gave the whole world her ass to kiss. And I was like, yep. I was like, I fucks with Lizzo. I really do fucks with Lizzo, though. So, like, she's... Like, I made it, like, and it's funny, like, you ever, when someone's personality is so good that you want them to succeed and maybe you start getting a little jaded and you start liking the music, I'm starting to like her music. Maybe it's because I like her personality so much.
Okay.
But that does go a long way, though.
Yeah, I think so. I just fucks with Lizzo. I just like her. And that whole thing with the basketball game was like, y'all need to chill the fuck out. Like, for real. Like, so, y'all can chill out. Like, and y'all being fake as fuck. I'm like, no, it's not about her size. Yes, it is. It's definitely about her size, because if she was smaller, y'all wouldn't care. How do I know? Because people who've gone to the games are like, I've seen worse.
Dog, the cheerleaders.
These people actually go to the games and say, I've seen worse.
Dog, the cheerleaders.
Right. And the bad part, like, oh my God, she put her ass on that seat. I'm like, half of y'all don't wear underwear. Shut up.
And let's say she does put her ass on a seat. That means you just telling me that they don't either A, don't wash those seats, or B.
Hello? Or B. so we not. Yo, oh, I'm sorry. Fuck that. Fuck Lysol, huh? Okay.
Yo, let me tell you. Those arenas, they need to, like, they should just close their arenas down every night and they should just drop a fucking, like, an antibacterial bomb on that whole place.
Right. I was like, y'all, I'm like, oh, I care about her health. You don't give a fuck about her health.
Hell, no.
You don't care. Especially when you're like, oh, she could die from heart disease. Do you know how many skinny people die from heart disease?
Yeah.
Shut up. You don't care.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny how it's always like the second thing.
I mean, I'm just concerned about her health. Have you watched her show?
Yeah, she's a...
half of y'all can't do what she did for an hour and a half at her size.
I can't do what she's doing now at her size for 10 minutes.
Right. And I'm saying, like, okay, well, go out in here and do her do what she does for an hour and a half for her show. She's on fucking tour. Fuck y'all.
For real.
Stupid idiot.
So, I actually have a thigh meat list.
Yes!
So, Rosa Acosta.
Ooh.
You know who that is, right?
I do.
Demetria Abelor. Obilor.
Oh, yes, her. Okay.
She is fucking, oh, man.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she is. Hi, my name is T.
Hi, my name... Who's that? Wait, do I follow her?
That
sounds familiar.
She may be one of the most ratchet. I'm trying to find her on Instagram now.
Here's the thing. Hi, my.
It's literally like all one word too. Hold on, I'm pretty sure. Regardless of how.
Hi, my name. Hi, name. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I do follow her. Okay.
Yeah, she's hood as hell, she's ratchet as hell, but she's fine as fuck too. If you're still on Instagram, look up Danny for her, Danny with an I Fernandez. D A N I Fernandez.
Oh, hey girl.
Yeah. And she's a
come on, Latinx.
So I gotta share this with you. So she tweeted something and it was by far one of the funniest things I had seen that day. She goes, pussy so good, I'ma turn off this fuck boy into a fuck man.
Woo! Come on, we live.
And I was fucking dying. And she was saying, she goes, sometimes I don't think I should say the things I say because it's perverted, but then I realized most of my followers are perverts too. I fucking love her. BB Rexha.
Fair.
Yeah, I just found out about her. I said to my best friend, I was like, how would no one told me how fly he was, fly she was? He goes, I've been telling you how fly she was for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I found out that she's not white. She is actually Rexha. I forget what she says. I feel like it's somewhere in the Middle East. She is, I'm sorry, it would make more sense for me to have, like, you know, plan this. But, you know. Albanian, there we go. So that explains off. And last on this list, and I think someone who's a sleeper, Gina Carano.
Who's that? What does that name not sound familiar?
She was in The Mandalorian. She was also in Deadpool 1. She's a former I'm not sure if it was UFC or if she's just an MMA fighter, but she was.
She was also in the Fast and the Furious movie, but it's like a few coming back.
Are you sure that was her? I think that was on Rhonda.
It was Gina, because I remember seeing the name. Because I think she was in the first one that The Rock was in.
Yeah. Either way, she's on the list.
She deserves.
Yeah, man. And before we go, I have the Boomer Chronicles.
The what Chronicles?
The Boomer Chronicles. Basically shit that pops in my head as I'm like sitting on a train or sitting at home, and stuff that pops in my head, I write it down so I can rant about it.
Hmm.
So first off, I have En Vogue's Free Your Mind should be played more, especially in this day and age.
Agreed.
I was bumping it one day. I forget where exactly I was. I might have been like on tour at work or something like that. And I'm bumping this, and I'm like, and I hadn't heard it in, like, since I was like a kid, and I'm like, kind of, I was like, oh, I'm kind of like in an old school mood. I downloaded some SWV, some TLC, and I was just like, oh, Free Your Mind, because I was actually gonna laugh. I was thinking of the episode of It's a Different World when they were on there.
Oh yeah,
I'm showing my age there, so
I'm showing my age because I remember it quite vividly. You gotta do some of this and a little bit of this. And a whole lot of this. I haven't seen that episode in how many years, and I still know that part.
So, and it's like the message of it in general is fucking dope. So I think that's definitely something. If you're listening to this and you've never heard it or haven't heard it in a while, give it a listen. It's still an amazing song. We need to bring back calling people dickheads.
Pretty much.
We was driving around my wife and someone did something. My wife goes, "You fucking dickhead." I'm like, "Why don't we do that more?"
I like that.
Yeah, like bring back dickheads. We start calling people dickheads more. Especially because I'm not supposed to be using the C word anymore. I'm going to start calling people dickheads. Drivers who cut into funeral processions should lose their licenses.
It's like this universal rule. Like, you don't break up the procession. What is wrong with you? Just wait, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure if it was my grandmother or my grandfather who passed away. And we were, you know, in the funeral procession. And someone cut us off. And we're kind of stuck in a lot. And it just so happened we were stopped. And I went, nope. I was about to take my seatbelt off and wail on this person. My father was like, "Mark, get back in the car."
Get back in the car.
He was like, "Put your seatbelt back on." I was like, "Nah, fucking." My father was like, "Mark, now's not the time." So I was like, "All right." So I was huffy, but I wanted to rip this dude's fucking car door off and beat him with it.
Oh my god!
And this was like in my in shape days too. Like, I probably could have been able to do it. And this is a good one for hip hop fans. People forget that during the LL Cool J cannabis beef, LL Cool J was talking shit about Mike Tyson with no fear. And this is back when Mike Tyson was really like Mike fucking Tyson. He was talking shit about Mike Tyson in that song. And I was like, yeah, LL Cool J has no fucking fear in the world. Like, with shit like that. He was just like, fuck you. I was like, you're a fearless person if you're talking shit about Mike Tyson in his heyday.
Wow.
I think this was like...
Right, I didn't even remember that. Wow.
I was recording with my buddy Jay yesterday, and we were talking about... And he brought up... we were talking about like hip-hop beef and stuff like that. And he mentioned we were listening to music. He mentioned that beef, and so I put that old song on. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I forgot he said that. And I was like, oh, like this was just like rough. Ugh. Yeah, this is a short Boomer Report, but that's what I do. That's the Boomer Chronicles. I just talk about shit. That's what I do. ain't no shame. Ain't no shame in my game. It's what I do. You got any final notes? Anything? Do we got a mocha?
I don't.
Mocha minutes rented.
let me see. Do I have one in my spirit?
Anybody want to tell the fuck off?
Oh, can I just say this? Folks that put shit out into the universe and then when people challenge it, go, "You don't know me." I'm like, bitch. Of course I don't know you. It's like, of course I don't know you. But here's the thing. The energy you put out, it might be what you get back. So if you put out nasty energy, you're going to get it back. I need y'all to realize that. Or better yet, put some shit in drafts. It's okay not to tweet out every thought. There's a lot of thoughts that I have in my brain that I don't tweet out because, well, I just don't.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, put it in the group chat. Group chats are lovely. Sometimes just leave shit in the group chat or in the drafts or get a fucking journal.
Let me tell you, the shit that, like, okay, so you see me a lot. I make a bunch of memes and stuff like that. And sometimes I think to myself, should I post this? This seems a little too far. So I'll send it to my wife. She'll go, "You can absolutely not post that." Or I'll send it to Javi and he'll be like, "No."
he'll say no.
Yeah, because...
You know what? Go ahead.
No, that was pretty much it. Like, we were recording last Saturday? We recorded last week. I think it was last Saturday we were recording. And we were talking about, like, you know, just running our mouths about that stuff. And I made a meme, and I sent it to Javi. He goes, "Oh yeah, I'm put a watermark on it." And I sent it to his wife and my wife, and they were like, "No, absolutely not." So it just stayed within the group chat. So that's the rule. It just stayed within the group chat.
Don't wait. Yeah. I'm sorry. I did have a rant because I'm going to tell this person to extremely kiss my big fat ass.
Hold on,
every ass that is not in the quote-unquote normal health range. And that is Jillian Michaels. She can, like, seriously. She can go directly to hell.
Stupid idiot.
She's doing this weird ass thing where she's coming after Lizzo, and I think if more people like Lizzo, there would be more people going fuck Jillian Michaels.
Yeah.
Because she was on The Biggest Loser. She was one of the trainers. They're bringing The Biggest Loser back. She's not on it. And she's been doing press for God knows what. And she has been attacking women and using Lizzo as an example, because people keep using her as an example, which I'm like, okay. And say, why are we celebrating these weights? I mean, diabetes and cancer and heart disease. I'm like, what does fatness have to do with cancer? But okay, what are you talking about? So now she's on this weird thing of, we shouldn't be celebrating these larger sizes because that promotes the wrong thing. You don't have to be thin to love yourself. And that is a dangerous precedent that she is setting, that if you are big or you're not in the normal range for your height, that you shouldn't love yourself, you should hate yourself.
John Cena.
And that's really what she's pitching. And I'm like, so that's pretty dangerous, considering that you were on a show where people lost large amounts of weight at a very unhealthy rate. Some of them ended up getting it back and or dying. But okay, girl. You were on a show that exploited someone's fatness in a way so they'll hate themselves enough to lose weight. It's so super weird. I can't fucking stand her. But she can fuck off, for real. Can you go back to... Can you go and live your life and leave us alone? And why are y'all using Lizzo? All these other fat white women y'all could be talking about, and y'all using Lizzo?
Because she's the hot topic. It's like... It's people love what's the word I'm looking for? The key words. Like, you know what I mean? Lizzo's hot right now. If this was a few years ago and we were talking about cultural appropriation, someone mm-hmm. might bring up Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
And so because she's popular right now and things like that, she's the one people are going to go after, because that's going to be the one that gets them press. Listening to Joe Budden's podcast, and this guy was talking about, he brought up a really good point about people chasing the viral moment. And then he mm-hmm. said something, because he said something that made a lot of sense. He goes, okay, and then what? Like, once you've done this viral moment, then what happens? Like, you know what I mean? So let's say she gets Lizzo's attention, right? Now what? Now let's just say, like, to your point, she's not like, do you remember Kelly Price?
Yeah.
So Kelly Price was a really, really big girl. She couldn't really, when she performed, she didn't really perform. She kind of stood in a spot, didn't really do anything. You look at Big Pun, who had to sit during fucking performances. Like, you know what I mean? Lizzo's still jumping around. She's still, like, doing the things she's doing. And she's still performing. If she was, and again, I don't know what her actual health is. She could have diabetes. She could have heart problems. I don't know. But from the outside looking in, she looks fine. Oh, add somebody else to the thigh meat list. A wrestler named Nia Jax.
Oh, okay. Is she new?
She's been around like 3-4 years.
Okay.
Big Samoan girl. I love Nia Jax. But like, again, she works out. She does her thing. Like, she eats. But like, again, it also kind of sucks when you have fucking Samoan DNA. But again, mm-hmm. big girl, wrestler. She could run circles around anyone. When I was back in my day, when I thought I wanted to be a wrestler, I'm actually sending you a link to her right now. Back in my day, when I wanted to be a wrestler, this guy would say to me all the time, he was like, he goes, you may be in better shape and look better than me with your shirt off. He goes, but I can wrestle circles around you because my cardio is a million times better than yours is. Like, you know what I mean? He ate better than I did. He trained harder than I did. He was way healthier than I was. Difference is, at that time, my genetics would just happen to be better than his were. You know what I mean? So everyone, so like, to make these assumptions about someone because of the size, like, you know what I mean? Because of like how big they are, it's like you don't know what their sugar's at, what their cholesterol's at. Like, you know what I mean? So to make the assumption that because they're big, that they're out of shape and they're gonna die, is one thing. But then, like, then let's take Kelly Price again. I think a couple years after that, we saw her again, and she like dropped a ton of weight. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Jill Scott lost a ton of weight. And for them, it could have been a thing where it's just like, I just didn't, they could have, A, just not felt healthy. B, they may not have felt attractive. Or B, maybe it was just, or C, excuse me, it may have been just something they needed to do. So for someone to come at somebody like that without actually knowing the full story, nah. And if she was genuinely concerned about that, then, you know, hit her up privately. Hey, I'm concerned about you. Are you okay? She's not, if you're concerned about someone, you hit people privately. When someone in someone's family dies, I don't go on Facebook and add the comment, oh, I'm here for you. I'm like, no, I contact them separately, privately. Hey, my condolences. If you need something, let me know. Like, those are the people who actually give a shit. The people who, like, when you don't, like, and you don't, when I was during my more depressed days, and I was taking these DBT classes, one of the instructors pointed something out. People who care will ask how you're doing, not what happened. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, kind of equate that to the way people act, like, on the internet. It's like, if you really cared about somebody, contact us on the side. Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's going on? Like, let's take our group thread, for example. Like, I don't think anybody saying anything in that group thread is, like, is chasing any attention. We genuinely care about each other's success. So asking how someone's doing there is completely different than someone putting it out in the open. Like, you know what I mean? So I don't think people really get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They don't. And it's kind of like, it's like this super weird. I'm like, Jillian, can you go sell SodaStream and leave us alone?
Or no, just disappear.
Like, just go home and live your happy life with your children and your wife. Leave us alone. You seem to have a great family life, a great home life, a career where you're not bashing women that aren't quote-unquote thin or healthy to you. I'm like, it's this weird thing where you equate health to weight, and that's not always together. Because there are a lot of very big football players that probably are the same weight as Lizzo, and you're not calling them unhealthy. Or like, what about heart disease? I'm like, okay, you could have a heart attack too. I know somebody with type 2 diabetes, and he was normal weight, and he got diabetes.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not how this works.
Hold on, do you have your instant messaging up?
Yeah.
All right, I'm sending you somebody now.
Oh, okay.
So this dude, big dude.
Hey!
Big dude, Keith Lee, he's a wrestler. Like, he does stuff that people only half his size should be able to do. But on the outside looking in, they look at him and go, oh, he's so overweight. He's so this, like, nah, he's just a big dude. Like, you know what I mean? He looks fine to me. Like, everything that he does is like, if he was unhealthy, he wouldn't be able to do any of the things he does. Like, you know what I mean? Right. My wife had a friend who was like 250 or something like that, but he looked like a wrestler. He was a firefighter, I think, or something like that, but he looked like a wrestler. And a doctor was like, you're overweight. And he took a picture of, my wife said he took a picture on Instagram with a shirt up and a six pack and goes, this is what overweight looks like. Like, you know what I mean? Wow. Like, because of his height and weight, he's technically obese but he's in shape. You know what I mean? Like, he's in shape, so, you know, fuck all the way off.
For real.
Alright, so before we go that.
You just made the list!
I love my drops. Alright, this has been the Old Man Wade Show. I want to thank Stephanie from the Mocha Minutes Podcast. Can you tell everyone where they can find you, please?
So, you can find the show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Mocha Minutes for all three. You can also follow me on Instagram. I'm sorry, not, don't follow me on Instagram. Actually, no, you can follow me on Instagram. It's sunshine_grams. And on the Twitter, it is sunny_twote that. That's SUNNY. TWOTETHAT.
Where can they find the actual podcast, though?
So you can find the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, TuneIn, CastBox, and iHeartRadio. I think we are everywhere except for SoundCloud.
You're not on SoundCloud, really?
I think I am on SoundCloud, but it may have been like maybe my first 2 episodes ever on there. They're like 2 years old.
It's funny. I still use and I still put it on SoundCloud. I'm debating whether or not I should, because I know a lot of people, basically, they have, like, everyone has, like, if they don't use SoundCloud, they're using, like, Spotify now.
Okay.
So, and I get that, and I get Spotify free with Podbean, so that's usually and they disperse it everywhere. Oh, it was funny, because I remember a while ago you told me you were on iHeartRadio, and I was like, let me give it a shot. And I gave it a shot and didn't hear anything back from them, so I was like, whatever. And one day I went and Googled my show, and I'm like, when the fuck did I get on iHeartRadio?
Right, they don't tell, it doesn't tell you. And I was like, I'm on there? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, that's how I found out on a Google search. I was like, okay. Dang. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, and I'm like, word. I'm like, all right. Right. Thanks for telling me. You know.
I'm trash.
Damn it, Wade.